Book 23, The Trunk of the Olive Tree. Great-hearted Odysseus, home at last, was being bathed now by Eurynome, and rubbed with golden oil, and clothed again in a fresh tunic and a cloak. Athena lent him beauty, head to foot. She made him taller and massive, too, with crisping hair in curls like petals of wild hyacinth, but all red-golden. Think of gold infused on silver by a craftsman whose fine art Hephaestus taught him, or Athena, one whose work moves to delight. Just so she lavished beauty over Odysseus's head and shoulders. He sat then in the same chair by the pillar, facing his silent wife, and said, "Strange woman, the immortals of Olympus made you hard, harder than any. Who else in the world would keep aloof, as you do, from her husband if he returned to her from years of trouble, cast on his own land in the 20th year? Nurse, make up a bed for me to sleep on. Her heart is iron in her breast." Penelope spoke to Odysseus now. She said, "Strange man, if man you are, this is no pride on my part, nor scorn for you, not even wonder merely. I know so well how you, how he, appeared boarding the ship for Troy. But all the same, make up his bed for him, Eurycleia. Place it outside the bedchamber my lord built with his own hands. Pile the big bed with fleeces, rugs, and sheets of purest linen." With this she tried him to the breaking point, and he turned on her in a flash, raging, "Woman, by heaven, you've stung me now. Who dared to move my bed? No builder had the skill for that, unless a god came down to turn the trick. No mortal in his best days could budge it with a crowbar. There is our pact and pledge, our secret sign, built into that bed, my handiwork and no one else's. An old trunk of olive grew like a pillar on the building plot, and I laid out our bedroom round that tree, lined up the stone walls, built the walls and roof, gave it a doorway and smooth-fitting doors. Then I lopped off the silvery leaves and branches, hewed and shaped that stump from the roots up into a bedpost, drilled it, let it serve as model for the rest. I planed them all, inlaid them all with silver, gold, and ivory, and stretched the bed between, a pliant web of oxhide thongs dyed crimson. There's our sign. I know no more. Could someone else's hand have sawn that trunk and dragged the frame away?" Their secret, as she heard it told, her knees grew tremulous and weak. Her heart failed her. With eyes brimming tears, she ran to him, throwing her arms around his neck and kissed him, murmuring, "Do not rage at me, Odysseus. No one ever matched your caution. Think what difficulty the gods gave. They denied us life together in our prime and flowering years, kept us from crossing into age together. Forgive me. Don't be angry. I could not welcome you with love on sight. I armed myself long ago against the frauds of men, impostors who might come, and all those many whose underhanded ways bring evil on. Helen of Argos, daughter of Zeus and Leda, would she have joined the stranger, lain with him if she had known her destiny? Known the Achaeans in arms would bring her back to her own country? Surely a goddess moved her to adultery, her blood unchilled by war and evil coming, the years, the desolation. Ours too. But here and now, what sign could be so clear as this of our own bed? No other man has ever laid eyes on it. Only my own slave, Actoris, that my father sent with me as a gift. She kept our door. You make my stiff heart know that I am yours." Now from his breast into his eyes the ache of longing mounted, and he wept at last, his dear wife, clear and faithful in his arms. longed for as the sun-warmed earth is longed for by a swimmer spent in rough water where his ship went down under Poseidon's blows, gale winds, and tons of sea. Few men can keep alive through a big surf to crawl, clotted with brine, on kindly beaches in joy, knowing the abyss behind. And so she too rejoiced, her gaze upon her husband, her white arms round him pressed as though forever. Odysseus and Penelope tell each other about all that has happened to them while Odysseus has been away. Then Odysseus visits his father Laertes to give him the good news of his safe return. Meanwhile, the townspeople, angry about the deaths of the young suitors, gather to fight Odysseus. In the end, Athena steps in and makes peace among them all.